edition today. And after a midnight reading of 40, it is 32 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, proud to contribute to many community projects and activities.
WRCO FM in Richland Center, where the news at 6 is sponsored by Scott Industries. Enjoy the benefits of working at Scott's, including unparalleled opportunities for career advancement and a generous profit-sharing plan that is fully owned by the individual workers. Also sponsored by Richland Mobile Mart, the West Side Handy Stop.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. 2024 shaping up to look a whole lot like 2020. President Biden and former President Donald Trump on Tuesday both secured enough delegates to secure the Democratic and Republican nominations, respectively. Now it's on to the conventions and the general election in November. We're learning some new details about the mid-flight Boeing door plug blowout on board that Alaska Airlines plane in January. Alaska says it had planned to take that jet in for maintenance the very night the incident happened. Meantime, as the investigation goes on, says ABC's M. Nguyen,
Boeing's manufacturing woes are rippling across the industry. Southwest, which only flies Boeing jets, now says it'll stop hiring pilots and flight attendants and may have to reduce flight schedules because of delivery delays from Boeing. United Airlines also imposing a hiring freeze, and Alaska Airlines is warning of possible schedule changes.
In another blunt warning to the West, Russian President Vladimir Putin says Russia's ready to use nuclear weapons if its sovereignty is threatened. This is ABC News. Idaho's Supreme Court tossing a request from the man accused of killing four university students.
Brian Koberger's attorneys wanted Idaho's highest court to step in and overturn a lower court's ruling. That lower court refused to dismiss Koberger's grand jury indictment. Idaho's Supreme Court is rejecting that request. Koberger was indicted in May and charged with four counts of first-degree murder and one count of burglary. If convicted, he could get the death penalty. No trial date has been set. Alex Stone, ABC News.
New worries about climbing cases of measles. Three more cases have been confirmed at a migrant shelter in Chicago. The number of cases nationwide already almost at last year's levels. Experts blame people not getting their kids and themselves vaccinated. New way to stretch out a bit on a flight if you're willing to pay. Starting next month, Frontier Airlines will offer an option to reserve the middle seat in your row along with your own seat if you want to pay an extra $50. It will only be available, however, in the front of the plane. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
When you're on the move, your convenience stop is Richland Mobile Mart. Start the day with fresh coffee, donuts, and delicious breakfast sandwiches. Make mealtime easy with take-and-bake deli fresh pizzas, kitchen fresh sandwiches, salads, cookies, and so much more. The Mobile Mart also has all your favorite beer, wine, and liquors. Plus, touch-free automatic and self-serve car washes, too, at Richland Mobile Mart, Highway 14 on Richland Center's west side.
Scott Industries is hiring for manufacturing positions in Muscadet, Wisconsin. Machine operators start at $15 per hour. You may earn $20 per hour or more through incentives. All night shifts receive a $2 per hour night bonus. Work at modern state-of-the-art facilities. Excellent profit-sharing plan, medical and life insurance, paid holidays and vacations. Apply at Scott Industries in Muscadet. Call 739-3171 for an appointment to fill out an application.
An update on sports is sponsored by Bindle Tire and Auto, your tire and minor repair headquarters, and the Richland Hospital, where everything they do is all about you. Sacramento was all over the Bucks last night, 129-94, the final score. The Bucks' shots weren't falling. Giannis Antetokounmpo with 30 points. Everyone else kind of underachieved last night, and the Bucks lose at West Coast Swing. New York was winner over Philadelphia, 106-79. Indiana, 121. Oklahoma City, 111. Memphis, 109. Washington, 97. Houston, 103. San Antonio, 101. Boston over Utah, 123-107. Minnesota, 118. The Clippers, 100. From the NHL, the Rangers 1-0 over Carolina, Montreal 3, Columbus 0, Buffalo 7-3 over Detroit, Ottawa a winner in overtime 2-1 over Pittsburgh, Philadelphia 3, San Jose 2, Minnesota 4-1 over Arizona, Florida 4, Dallas 3, Chicago 7-2 over Anaheim, Colorado 6-2 over Calgary, and Vegas was a winner 5-4 over Seattle in overtime. From exhibition baseball yesterday, the Brewers lost to the Cubs 6-5. Detroit 1-0 over Minnesota. White Sox 14, Cincinnati 1, St. Louis 8-6 over Boston. And Trey Townsend scored a career-high 38 points and made a number of key plays down the stretch as Oakland earned its first NCAA tournament bid in 10 years with an 83-76 win over Milwaukee in the Horizon League Men's Basketball Championship.
Did you know that a transmission flush and fill should be done every 50 to 60,000 miles to keep everything running correctly? Bindle Tire and Auto wants to help you keep your vehicle running as efficiently and economically as possible. Whether you need tires, brakes, oil changes, batteries, hoses, exhaust, transmission flush and fill, cabin filter, serpentine belt, alignment check, digital alignment, or on-the-farm call, trust Bindle Tire and Auto to be there for you. If you have questions about your vehicle or need an appointment, call Bindles at 647-5851 today.
Binge drinking, or drinking five or more drinks on an occasion, is a risky behavior that carries high costs for individuals and communities. Binge drinking can lead to liver failure, alcohol poisoning, injury, violence, and death. If you are trying to quit binge drinking, telling your support systems about your plan to quit can help begin your journey towards a healthier life. If you would like to be connected to resources, contact the Richland Hospital and Clinics.
Today, a high of 67 with partly sunny conditions. Tonight, breezy with rain likely at times. A low of 40. Thursday, breezy and much cooler. Occasional rain showers and a high of 48. Thursday night, any light rain ending and a low of 30. Friday, partly cloudy and 52. Saturday's high, 53, with a few sprinkles later in the day. And Sunday, mixed skies, breezy and colder. Spotty snow showers possible Sunday at a high of 39. Right now in Richland Center, after an earlier reading of 40, we are at our overnight low. So far, it is 32 degrees.
Damn this heart.
Corey Kent on FM 100.9. It is 6:10 on a Wednesday morning. It was just a lovely day yesterday, 71 degrees. There's always just a little bit of that wind in the air, but, you know, I'm not complaining, no. But it does tell you that I don't think it's officially spring, and it's not officially spring till we get rid of the S word, snoo, in the forecast. Now, not that there's a lot, but when it still pops up, you know, it's not officially that time of year. Although, we're only, what, a week or so away from the official arrival on the calendar of spring. Good luck getting on the road today. Here's Willie Nelson.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends. I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again. Going places that I've never been. Seeing things that I may never see again. I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again.
Everybody says I'm someone else, and I'm
Charlie Daniels Band and WRCO Radio, 17 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock. And a 32-degree morning here in southwest Wisconsin. A reminder, Wisconsin's Secure Program Facility in Boscobel will host a Red Cross blood drive coming up Thursday from 10 until 3. The blood drive will be located at 1101 Morrison Drive in Boscobel in the M Building at the east end of the parking lot. To pre-register, call 1-800-733-2767 or go online to redcrossblood.org. And the Okooch Mountain Humane Society will have a bake sale at Richland County Bank Lobby Friday from 9 until 1 or until sold out. Ethnic and specialty items including Irish soda bread, scones, pies, a variety of bars, cookies, and much more. Proceeds benefit OMHS Pet Care Fund for animals that are awaiting adoption.
Simon's Recreation Complex teaches swimming lessons for babies through adults. The goal is to have all children and adults comfortable, safe, and having fun in the water. All swimming classes are held in the heated indoor pool. Sign up is on now for group lessons. Learn to Swim classes are offered for all ages. Cost for an 8-week session of Learn to Swim classes is $40 for members, $75 for non-members. A child may also participate in the Every Child a Swimmer program, which provides lessons for only $10 once per year. Cost should never be a reason a child doesn't learn how to swim. Call Simon's Recreation Complex at 647-8522 or view our classes online at simonsrec.com. Classes start the week of March 26th. Remember, every child should learn to swim.
Corin Main and A-Plus Furniture are now offering warranty on your furniture. If you have kids, pets, spills, stains, or damage, no problem. UltraCare will help protect your new furniture investment. We have multiple levels that can cover a single item or a full room of furniture. If you have food or drink stains, massage units and components, tear or rip, and more, don't worry, it's covered. Protect your investment. Stop in for more details at Corin Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress in downtown Richland Center.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
Hi, Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home. Want to improve your sleep quality? Maybe a mattress with a built-in cooling cover is just what you need from American Bedding that is made right here in Wisconsin. Stop down to our newly remodeled showroom and see why we have quickly become Spring Green's largest mattress dealer. With over a dozen mattresses on display, our expert staff will assist you in finding the perfect mattress to give you a quality night's sleep. Located on Highway 14 next to the Ring Brothers.
It's apple sipping season at A&W, the perfect time to enjoy one of our new apple pie shakes. Each sip feels like fall in a mug. A delicious combination of apples, spices, and vanilla soft serve. Come on in and get to sipping, only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
Make sure the roof over your head is built to last with premium roofing supplies from Harchi Lumber. Quality shingles not only improve the appearance of your roof, but will protect you for years to come. Harchi has a full inventory of shingles and materials in stock from leading manufacturers like CertainTeed, Decra, GAF, and more. Plus, they carry the largest stock of steel roofing and siding products in Wisconsin with many lengths and colors available. Stop in today at Harchi Lumber, Highway 33, between Lavelle and Reedsburg.
It is 6:21 and 32 degrees here at WRCO. We're headed toward upper 60s a little bit later on today. The NFL has just been swamped with stories, busy back and forth, and the Packers have signed some. They've lost some as well. We'll talk about that during our 6:40 sport report. And another former Packer signing with the Vikings, Aaron Jones. I don't know. Somebody else will follow him. You never know. It seems like that's kind of what happens. And We'll keep you posted. And it's just kind of a flurry of activity this time of year as teams kind of scramble. Today is the actual official deadline when NFL teams can put those names on the dotted line and pay them a lot of money, too. Oh, boy. Here's the Zach Brown Band.
So we live out in our old van, travel all across this land, me and you. And we'll end up hand in hand, somewhere down on the sand, just me and you. Just as free. We'll ever be just as free, free as we'll ever be. Travel till the city lights dissolve into a country sky, just me and you. Lay underneath the harvest moon and do all the things that lovers do, just me and you. Just as free. As we'll ever be, just as free, free as we'll ever be, and ever be. No, we don't have a lot of money. 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 Travel all across this land, me and you.
When the work's all done and the sun goes down, bear me. When the game is on and it's fourth and long, bear me. When I'm watching that bobber bobbing in the water, mercury's 103. One leads to two, silver turns to blue. You know what to do, near me. On days or nights at Indian White Hill, anytime right about now. When I'm celebrating or I'm hydrating, when I'm up or when I'm down. Grab a can, fill a cup, twist the bottle, tap a jug on the board at a bar on the beach. Beer me. If you need a good friend to kill a long weekend, beer me. When the rocks get red on a big green egg, beer me. If you want to see a good old boy as happy as a good old boy can.
can be. When the party breaks out and the hang gets loud, wanna see it go down, beer me. On days or nights that end in why hell, anytime right about now. When I'm celebrating or I'm hydrating, when I'm up or when I'm down. Grab a can, fill a cup, twist a bottle, tap a jug on a board at a bar on a beach. Any old time's a damn good time to beer me. And when my South Georgia's looking so fine, sitting there sipping that wine.
Chris Jansen on WRCO Radio. Good morning. News, weather, and sports update is straight ahead today from WRCO FM 100.9. The Ithaca Lions will host a pancake benefit breakfast for Arlene Elvin on March 17th at Ithaca High School Commons. From 7 until 12:30, savor a delicious menu featuring pancakes, ham, gluten-free options on request, cheese, scrambled eggs, applesauce, and a choice of white or chocolate milk. Adult tickets $10, students $5, and preschoolers eat for free. Explore the bake sale and silent auction for more delightful surprises. To donate to the sale or auction, please call Gina Lorenz at 604-7980 or Julie Brandt at 495-0919. Come together for a morning of community compassion and pancakes at the Ithaca Lions Pancake Breakfast Fundraiser, March 17th.
Just like no two people are the same, no two days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information. Get ready for a musical extravaganza like never before. Richland County Performing Arts proudly presents Symphony on the Rocks, returning to the Richland Center City Auditorium March 23rd. Brace yourself for an electrifying evening featuring classic rock like you've never heard it before. Picture an incredible rock band fronting a symphony orchestra, creating a sonic experience you won't find anywhere else. Prepare for a great playlist of songs from Queen, Foreigner, Led Zeppelin, Styx, The Beatles, Journey, The Who, and many, many more. This monumental event takes place in the historic Richland Center City Auditorium starting at 7 o'clock. This is the largest show yet, promising an unforgettable night of music. Tickets are only $35 and available at Napa Auto Parts, Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, Ameriprise offices, or online at eventbrite.com. Search SOTR for Symphony on the Rocks. Don't miss this incredible night. Join them for an evening of symphony and rock, all for a good cause. Proceeds will contribute to the restoration work at the historic City Auditorium. Symphony on the Rocks, returning to Richland Center, March 23rd.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. News Time is sponsored by Bailey Paint and Decorating, your full-line Benjamin Moore dealer with quality paint and expert advice. And by Chet's Feed, Seed and Such, the friendly feed store. Partly sunny and warm today, a high of 67. Tonight, breezy with rain likely at times, a low of 40. And Thursday, occasional rain showers with a high of 48. Right now in Richland Center, it is 32 degrees.
Bailey Paint and Decorating reminds you that the perfect color should be enjoyed for years to come. Extraordinarily durable Benjamin Moore paint and exterior stain ensure exactly that. Bailey Paint and Benjamin Moore know that getting the right product is the secret of success. Bailey Paint and Decorating ensures you have the right color and products and offers the best paint you can buy in Benjamin Moore paint products. Bailey Paint and Decorating, Court Street, downtown Richland Center, your Benjamin Moore headquarters.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I am Phil Nee, and here is what you need to know. On their final session day, state Senate Republicans got busy firing more of Democratic Governor Tony Evers' appointees. All in all, 8, including UW System Regents Dana Walks and John Miller. Minority Leader Diane Hesselbein noted both opposed and controversial UWDEI deal demanded by Republicans. Also fired were Judicial Commission members Yolanda Anderson, Jane Foley, Janet Jenkins, and Judy Zawitz, Deferred Compensation Board member Terrence Craney, and Council on Domestic Abuse member Mildred Gonzalez, for a total of 21 since the Democratic governor took office. Between 1981 and 2018, the Senate rejected just 5 appointees. State Assembly Speaker Robin Voss won't face a recall election, at least for now. Wisconsin Elections Commission staff said Tuesday that more than 9,000 potentially valid signatures were collected in the effort by supporters of former President Donald Trump, but only 5,900 were from the district that Voss was elected to serve, which is 945 short of what was needed. But it's still not clear if those boundary lines should be used for the recall under the state's new legislative maps. The commission voted on Tuesday to ask the state Supreme Court to clarify, and it will likely ultimately be up to the court to decide whether or not a recall election happens. President Joe Biden will visit Milwaukee today.
His visit comes a day after the Biden campaign opened 44 re-election offices in Wisconsin, including in Milwaukee. Biden arrives at Mitchell Airport in the afternoon, and the White House said he would be participating in political events. The president will spend Wednesday in Milwaukee before heading on to another battleground state, Michigan, on Thursday. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Dry conditions and no snow across Wisconsin means the wildfire danger has increased. Jolene Ackerman from the Department of Natural Resources says the most common start to those fires has been careless burning of yard waste. The DNR has handled 68 wildfires in the past week and 212 this year. Burn permits are currently suspended in many parts of the state. As fire danger remains high, the Richland Center Fire Department has been kept busy. The department was paged to a wood pile fire yesterday morning around 5:30 at 30282 Oak Ridge Drive. Fire personnel were able to contain the fire to the wood pile and outdoor wood stove area. 5 fire units and 18 firefighters responded and were on the scene for about an hour yesterday. No injuries were reported. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources says 32 people died in ATV-UTV crashes in 2023. Warden Jacob Holzclaw says people need to understand how their vehicles work before they get behind the controls. You should always wear a helmet, even if state law doesn't require it in some cases. 95% of those who died in crashes were not wearing theirs. Richland Center Intermediate School will be holding an event coming up Friday that can help you put your walking shoes on or running shoes on and help raise some money. Michelle Lewis is the title reading instructor at Richland Center Intermediate School.
So we're having our second annual RCIS St. Patrick's Day 5K. It's a run walk. A lot of people get nervous about it because they don't participate in these events, but you can run it, you can walk it. There's even a good turnaround point if you don't want to do the whole 5K because it's 3.1 miles. So we're excited to do it again.
The course the participants will be running on and walking on has changed from last year.
Last year, we crossed at the stoplights, and the police department wasn't extremely excited about that. So this year, it's going to be on the bike trail, and then we're going to turn right and keep going up and then go kind of around like the Ramada area. So you stay on the sidewalk. It'll be super safe.
Money raised will go to 2 recipients in memory of a beloved individual who died this past year. Kathy Maloney is the title math instructor at Richland Center Intermediate School.
This year's event goes towards the Lance Maloney Memorial Scholarship and Community Players of Southwest Wisconsin. We are doing a split between the two. As many know, my son Lance died on April 6th of last year due to aortic dissection. So he had a hole in his heart. And so we lost him very tragically and suddenly. So this year, Michelle came up with this fabulous idea of doing this. And so we're excited to do this.
The other recipient will benefit students involved in what Lance enjoyed taking part in while in school.
The scholarship will be two $500 scholarships this year. It is my hope that those high school students that are graduating that have been involved in band, choir, and theater are going to be the recipients of those. Lance's priority in school wasn't always his grades. And so while GPA will be considered, that isn't my priority. But his priority was that he loved choir with Miss Kintz. He loved band with Mr. Jeff Behrens. And he loved theater. And he was under the direction of Michelle Goebel many times. And he loved his theater, both community and locally and in high school. And so that's just something where we're going with that.
The RCIS Second Annual St. Patrick's Day 5K Run Walk will be held Friday at the Richland Center Intermediate School. Registration begins at 4:30 with a walk starting at 5 and the run getting underway at 5:20. Everyone is welcome to be a part.
With warm temperatures, birds singing, and muddy paws around the corner, we have you covered at Chet's. Hello, friends. Ellie here. Where can you buy a 50-pound bag of black oil sunflower seeds for $21.99? How about a hint? It's also the place where that bag will be loaded into your car before you can even finish your shopping. Or where you can purchase a 50-pound bag of Chet's premium bird seed, or any 50-pound bag of seed, and have it split into two bags, so that when you get home, you can carry them comfortably. Our team at Chet's Feed and Seed and Such are here to serve you. Our friends are our top priority, and we strive to make every purchase the best with less stress for the customer. We appreciate each and every one of our friends, because without you, there wouldn't be us. Stop down today at 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center, and see our new store with an open storefront.
Partly sunny and warm today, a high of 67. For tonight, breezy with rain likely at times, a low of 40. Thursday, breezy and much cooler, occasional rain showers, and a high of 48. Northeast winds 12 to 22. Thursday night, any light rain ending, partial clearing later, and a low of 30. Right now, WRCO, following yesterday's high of 71, which was 3 short of a record. It was 40 at midnight. Right now, we're at 32, our overnight low.
There is something wrong with our water. We have no pressure.
No problem. Here comes Larry Ferguson from Advanced Pump and Well Solutions. He'll get us up and running in no time.
Where is his toolbox? Doesn't he need a pipe wrench? What is he pulling out of that gunny sack?
It's his trumpet. Watch this.
Wow! He primed the pump and got the water flowing with his trumpet?
Whatever it takes! Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center is up to the challenge 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Call them at 608-649-4488.
Don't you love an extra $100 in your pocket? Have a TurboTax expert file your taxes for you by March 31st to get $100 back instantly. Because no matter what moves you made last year, TurboTax makes them count. That means getting $100 back and 100% accurate taxes only from Intuit TurboTax. Must file by 3/31. Credit only applicable to federal filing fees with TurboTax full service. Offer can be modified or terminated at any time.
Sports Time is sponsored by the Richland Hospital, specializing in rural health care since 1924, making a difference by caring, educating, and healing. And by the Homesteader Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. We'll talk about some state stuff, including the Bucks getting beaten soundly against Sacramento last night, and the Brewers preparing for their infield and the regular season beginning in a couple of weeks.
This year's National Nutrition Month theme, Beyond the Table, encourages us to think about food from a broader perspective, including how it impacts health and the environment. Nutritional choices made today can affect the future, so it is important to learn what's involved in growing food. Visiting local farms, growing your own produce, and joining agricultural programs are all great steps toward better health for you and a better world for nutrition. These nutrition tips are courtesy of the Richland Hospital and Clinics.
The Ithaca boys basketball team held out an awards night last night and handed out individual awards and recapped a great season, a 22-win season for the Bulldogs, the most in boys basketball school history. Hustle awards were given to Casey Pomerink, Sammy Clary, and Wes Nelson. Devin Iam won the Most Improved Player Award, and the defensive MVPs were Wes Nelson and Sammy Clary. The Brandon Lorenz MVP award went to Channing Brown, who was also named Ridge and Valley Player of the Year as a junior. Coach Mike Benson pointed out there are lots of unsung heroes with this team.
There's a lot of people that they're doing all the small little things that you ask them to do, and that's what you want them to do. And they don't get the recognition, you know, in the paper or on the radio, and they feel bad. They feel like they're letting their team down. And I keep telling them, I go, you're doing exactly what we're asking you to do, and that's what you need to do to help the team. You don't need to score 20 or 30 points or get 20 rebounds a game. You just need to play good defense. Even if you get a few tip balls that leads to steals from somebody else, that's just as good as you getting a steal. So a lot of them bought into that, and that's why we average almost 18, 20 steals a game. So, no, there's a lot of unselfish players on this team, and I love it.
Here, the good boys basketball coach Mike Benson at last night's award ceremony held at the Phoenix Center. Richland Center Church League volleyball tournament wrapped up last night in the B division. The Mission down top seed Beulah Wesleyan in the first match 2-1. They also blanked Beulah 2-1, that is, in the second match to win the championship. Beulah Wesleyan finishes second, Boscobel Assembly of God third. In Division C, Richland Baptist Temple 2 defeated top seed Grace Community 2 in the first match 2-1. In the second match, Grace Community 2 pulled out a 2-1 win for the championship. Last week, Hidden Valley Community 1 took the A division of Church League volleyball. When your shots aren't dropping and the other guys can't miss, the outcome is pretty predictable. Hot shooting Sacramento ran the Bucks off the court 129-94 last night. Giannis Antetokounmpo scored 30 points and took down 13 rebounds, but no other Milwaukee player had more than 11 points. The Bucks lost for the third time in the last four games, falling 9.5 games behind the Celtics in the Eastern Conference standings. As the season opener moves closer, the Brewers' infield picture and starting rotation could become a little clearer. Colin Ray pitched four scoreless, hitless innings as Milwaukee lost to the Cubs yesterday on a Patrick Wisdom walk-off home run. Manager Pat Murphy says second-year player Bryce Terang is going to be his full-time second baseman. Murphy says he thinks Terang will make a quantum leap in production after hitting .218 as a rookie. Terang went 1-for-2 with a walk and a stolen base against the Cubs. He also showed his range on defense. The Brewers host the White Sox today in a spring training game. Running back Aaron Jones will be playing with extra motivation when he takes the field against the Packers this fall. Green Bay asked him to accept a second straight pay cut, and when Jones refused, he was released, then signed a free agent contract with the Vikings. The star, who produced five straight 100-yard rushing games down the stretch, felt the situation wasn't handled well. The Packers wanted to reduce his salary from $11 to $4 million. He's playing for Minnesota on a $7 million deal. He'll see Green Bay at least twice in the upcoming season. That's an update on sports for this Wednesday morning. I'm Phil Nee.
A Kubota tractor will allow you to get all those many jobs done that have been sitting there too long. Hi, this is Rick from the Homesteader Store. Industry-leading Kubota tractors will push, pull, lift, cut, and till your property back into shape. Kubota has compact diesel tractors priced right from 18 to 62 horsepower. They have silky smooth hydrostatic transmissions. Kubota has various rebates and great long-term financing. See the full line of Kubota tractors at the Homesteader Store, Highway 14 East, or at homesteaderstore.com.
100.9 WRCO. I used to love him, that ain't no lie. We had a good thing till he said goodbye. And with one touch, he set my heart ablaze. I'm burning old memories with a brand new flame. A perfect match, that's what we are. I'm getting over him underneath the stars. Smoke is clear from the hold he had on me. I'm burning old memories with a brand new flame. One by one, those old embers burn. You came along when I had nowhere to turn. Just when I thought I'd never love again, I'm burning old memories with a brand new flame. Without a doubt, we got a fire I don't ever want put out. And here with you is where I wanna stay. Just burning old memories with a brand new flame. One by one, those old embers burn. You came along when I had nowhere to turn. Just when I thought I'd never love again, I'm burning old memories with a brand new flame. Yes, I'm burning old memories with a brand new flame.
Kathy Mattea on Country and Community WRCO. It is 12 minutes before 6 o'clock. We're up one now from the overnight low. It's 32 degrees.
Sat down on a bar stool like a darn fool. She walked out again. Bartender said, I got you. Yeah, cause I too have been in your boots, my friend. Opened up back in 85 and got me over my first wife. Been staying busy since the first night. It's a story old as time. God made the world in 7 short days. He said it was good. I bet it was great. And God made a man, and man got lonely. He said, please, Lord, if I could only have an angel to hold in my arms. So God made a girl his best work of art. Oh, but he didn't make no place to go when she breaks your heart. So man made a bar. Some guys, it's a good time. The half price, half dozen buckets of beer. Some say it's a cover band. That's a cover man. I know why they're here. Didn't go the way he planned it. Damn, the devil did some damage. So God made the world in 7 short days. He said it was good. I bet it was great. And God made a man. A man got lonely. He said, please, Lord, if I could only have an angel hold my arms. So God made a girl his best work of art. Oh, but he didn't make no place to go when she breaks your heart. So man made a bar. She needs a place to go and make a brand new start. God made the world 7 short days. Said it was good. I bet it was great. God made man. Man got lonely. He said, please, Lord, if I could only have an angel to hold him on. So God made a girl his best work of art.
Morgan Wallen featuring Eric Church on WRCO. It's 9 minutes before the hour.
The Bloomington Livestock Exchange hosts RedFest Sunday, March 24th. The 2024 Red Angus Sale features over 45 registered bulls, over 200 commercial females, including cows, bred heifers, open heifers. The sale kicks off at 1 p.m. For catalog information, visit redfestsale.com. Online bidding will be available at dvauction.com and cattleusa.com. Mark your calendars now to be part of the 6th annual RedFest Sale at the Bloomington Livestock Exchange, Sunday, March 24th at 1 p.m.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.heat.help.
Landowners, your timber property is a valuable asset. Contact Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage that asset. Rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in Southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Today is Ken Day, celebrating the Ken doll, whose full name, by the way, is Kenneth Carson. There's a little discrepancy on the actual debut day, either Saturday, March 11th, 1961, or Monday, March 13th, 1961. Mattel claims that it is the 13th, and Ken Day is celebrated today. The Ken doll made its debut at the Toy Fair in New York City. Barbie had debuted 2 years earlier at the same fair.
Well, I found him on the corner of 7th and Main in the Iowa township of Sloan. He's tired, he's hungry, he's old, and he's grungy in part in a no-barking zone. Well, I bent down and says, "How you doing, old fella?" He tried to get up on his own. Then I gave him a piece of my ham salad sandwich. He reached up and licked on my nose.
He gave him a piece of his ham salad sandwich and reached his nose.
Well, I opened the door of my old beat-up semi, threw an old dirty shirt on the floor. He hopped in and laid himself down by the gear shift, curled up and started to snore. For years we went trucking them highways together, on the byways of life we did roam. With his paws on the dashboard and his head out the window, and his ears in the breeze gently blowing. North of Mount Damon, I stopped to use a pay telephone. Old Sloan made a fire plug while I made a phone call, and when I come back he was gone. Well, I searched 40 miles of that interstate highway and the byways that we used to roam, from Ricketts to Redline, Magnolia to Woodbine, but I just couldn't find poor old Sloan.
From Vistas to Jacksonville, quick to Correctionville, look like the end for old Sloan.
Didn't have no license, nor shots, nor nothing. I thought he's a goner. Then on a cold winter day on the 9th of November, I was driving my rig all alone, when my eye caught a blur in my left rear view mirror, and my ears heard the sound of old Sloan. He was running as fast as his old legs could run him, and crying for me to slow down. His tail was a wagon, his tongue was a dragon, and I opened the door for old Sloan.
His tail was a wagon, his tongue was a dragon, as he opened the door for old Sloan, old Sloan.
I gave him a hug and he licked me all over, and I threw him his old dirty bone. Then in through the window jumped a poodle from Pisgah, and she sat on down beside Sloan.
C.W. McCall and the story of Sloan, old Sloan the dog. 31 degrees here at WRCO Studios. A news update is coming up. Also, we'll get enlightened by Mr. H.I. Bray next hour. And details on birthdays and anniversaries. Regular features coming your way here on a Wednesday. WRCO FM in Richland Center. The update at 7 is sponsored by Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin. The Richland Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first, and PCB Wealth Management. We're at 31 degrees in Richland Center. The time is 7 o'clock.